The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska, draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org. This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesund, nachas and parnasa berevach, ad mea ve'esrim shana.
Ksuvos, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. In this lecture we discussed Hapkat Kedushin. Afkeinu Rabbanu LeKedushin Minei, the uprooting of a marriage by Chazal, or perhaps even by Bate Din and Rabbanim post-Chazal. Normally, of course, a woman who is married properly, Kedat Moshe v'Yisrael, cannot remarry unless the husband dies or the husband grants her, gives her a proper get. There are, however, a number of cases, the Gemara discusses, in which Chazal were oker the Kedushin, Afkeinu Rabbanu LeKedushin Minei, allowing her to remarry without a proper get or without even a get at all. There are five or six Gemaras that discuss various cases of Hafkas Kedushin. In this lecture, we shall first discuss these various Gemaras, then proceed to the comment to the Rishonim in their commentary to the Gemaras and in Tshuvos, Halacha Lemaisa, and then proceed to the practical but controversial question of Hafkas Kedushin in contemporary times, in post-Talmudic times in general. And specifically, can we do Hafkas Kedushin today to permit agunas to remarry, women whose husbands have disappeared, women whose husbands refuse to grant them gittin? Is Hafkas Kedushin a solution to the problem of agunas? So as we said, there are five or six gemaras that deal with Hafkas Kedushin. The first is Ksuvos Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The context is the sugya of onus begittin. There's a machlokas, a shaila, yesh onus begittin, ein onus begittin. The context is a man who gives a conditional get, a get al tnai, if he doesn't return in a specific time frame. He doesn't return, but not out of choice, because of onus. Circumstances beyond his control prevent him from returning. Do you say, well, who cares? He hasn't returned. Ain't onus begitten. There's no tying of onus. Or do you say, yesh onus begitten, that onus is a valid claim, and he can mevatel the get? The Gemara goes back and forth. The maskana of the Gemara is really... Maskana the Gemara is really yesh onus begitin. Mikra din, he has the right to mevatel the get, but because of takanas, mishum tznuos, mishum prutzos, tznuos are women who are God-fearing, they will always be nervous, even if he doesn't return and there's no onus, but they'll think maybe there was an onus, they'll be afraid to remarry, so they'll be misagin, they'll become agunas. Prutzos are the opposite. Really, there'll be cases where there is an onus, and really, they should not be remarrying, but they don't care. They're willing to do averis, they're willing to be lenient, maraheter. So they will remarry even though there's an onus. They'll say there's no onus. So because of these gzeiros, Tosfos discusses what should a woman assume. Is she mechuyev to worry about onus? Is she not mechuyev to worry about onus? But in any event, because of these two potential gzeiros, Chazal felt they have to just say, ain't onus begitin. They have to completely eliminate, take off the table, any claim of onus begitin. Then the Gemara asks, great, it's a tekanas Chazal, that's nice, but mika midi demidaraisa loli have a get. Mikra din, this get is not valid, because mikra din, yesh onus begitin. Because of these gzeiros of tznuos and prutzos, the modest woman and the wanton woman, shirin and eshes ish la'alma, without a get, we allow a married woman to remarry. How can we do that? Mara says, yes, we can do that. We can do exactly that. Called a mekadesh, adat yedron mekadesh, anyone who gives kedushin, some rishonim say anyone who receives kedushin, the woman also, adat yedron mekadesh, they do so according to the opinion and the desires of Chazal. Afkin rabban lekedushin minei, that's the key words. Chazal were oker the Kedushin, they simply uprooted the Kedushin. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, Tenach HaKadosh B'Kaspa, that's fine by Kedushei Kesef, the normal kind of Kedushin that we do today with a ring or Kesef. Kadosh Rabia, Ma'ikel HaMeimar, what about Kedushei Bia? Mar says, yeah, even that, Shavua Rabban, L'Bilas HaBilas Nus, even in such a case, Chazal had no problem, that didn't faze them, they weren't concerned with Bias Nus, they simply uprooted that Kedushin too. As we said, there are several other Gemaras that go through a very similar discussion. One is in Gittin, also Yevamos. The Gemara is discussing a man who gives a get to his wife, sends a get to his wife via a shliach, an agent, and then is mevatelit, not in the presence of the woman or the shliach. So there is a shita, machlokas tanoim, there is a shita that says, bitlo mevutel, there's also a shita, bitlo ain't a mevutel, such a bitl does not work. Why? Because Chazal didn't want this kind of bittul occurring. Again, there are two reasons, either takanas agunas or takanas mamzerim. Either we're afraid that she won't hear about the bittul because it wasn't done in her presence or that of the shliach. She'll think it's a valid get, she'll remarry, children will be mamzerim, takanas mamzerim. Or because takanas agunas, she will hear about it and she won't, and she'll be afraid to remarry. And she won't remarry. She's not supposed to remarry. That's takanas agunas. It'll be too easy for him to make her an aguna. So because of these takanas, again, Chazal said, even though midaraisa, the bittul is valid, midaraisa, the get is not a good get, Chazal wanted it to be a good get. Gemara goes through exactly the same shachavataria. Ni kamidi, we're matronesh zishla alma. Gemara says, yeah, again, kol de mekadesh dat rabbanan mekadesh and afke inhu. The same thing. What about kedushay kesef, kedushay bia, bias nus. Same thing again. Third Gemara, again in Gittin. Shchiv Mera gives a get. The halacha is normally, Rav Huna says, Gito k'mat naso. Shchiv Mera, any actions he took in the context and framework of being a Shchiv Mera, a sick person on his deathbed, if he gets better, God sends him a refuah shleima, he has the right to retract these actions. They were only taken on the assumption he was going to die. Any bequests he made, matanas, any get he gave, was only because, he assuming he was going to die, he wanted to help his wife not become zikuka liyavam. But if he gets better and he wants to stay married, the get is batel. Other Amoraim hold, Rabba and Rabba, they say that there's a gzeira. People will say, yesh get lachar misa. It'll lead to a misunderstanding. People who see that the get is not valid if he survives and is only valid if he dies, they'll think the get is taking effect lachar misa. They'll make a terrible mistake in the laws of Gittin. They'll think you can give a get lachar misa. So again, because of a gzeira of Chazal, they said, even though midaraisa, the get is not a good get, they said midraban, it's a good get and the woman can remarry. Again, exactly the same shachavataria, mi kamidi, midaraisa law of get, because of a rabbinic concern, they said, have a get. Mara says, yeah, kol de mekadesh, afkina rabbanan. Again, tinach the kadesh bekaspa, what about kadesh bebia? Again, shavi rabbanan bilasa bilasnus. These three gemaras are dealing with cases of gittin, which were not valid midaraisa, yesh ones, bitla mavutal, shchiv rasha amad, but Chazal, for various reasons, wanted them to be a good get. In each case, the Gemara goes through exactly the same shakamataria, afkeinu, kalta mekadesh, and even kedusha bia. Two other Gemaras, slightly different. In these two Gemaras, there was no get involved at all. Chazal simply wanted to annul marriages because they were upset at the way the marriages took place. And here also, the Gemara says, even though midaraisa is a good marriage, we say that Chazal were oker the kedushin. One of them, in Yevamos, the Gemara talks about a case, they used to marry katanas, minors, and that's only kedushin drabbanan. If someone else then came along when she grew up, there is a window where someone else can marry her and snatch her away from the first guy. So if someone did that, Chazal say, even if that second person made kedusha daraisa because now she's an adult, now he made kedusha daraisa, it's not appropriate to do that. She's already married. It'll be midrabbanan to the first guy. Chazal said, who was the shaloka hogan? He, the interloper, acted shaloka hogan, acted improperly, incorrectly. L'fikach asuba shaloka hogan. We pay him his just desserts. We do shaloka hogan to him. And afkinu rabbanan l'kedushin minei. Rabbanan were oker the kedushin. Here, as the Rishonim point out, as we'll discuss presently, here the Gemara does not use the lashon of kol de mekadesh adatid rabbanan mekadesh. It simply says afkinu rabbanan l'kedushin minei. The rest of the Gemara is the same. That's nice by kedushin kesef. What about kedushin bia? Again, shavir manol milach bilas nus, even kedushin bia. Last Gemara, Baba Basra, Teluah v'kadesh. Someone who forced a woman to accept Kedushin, he compelled her, he used force to get her to accept his Kedushin. There's a whole sugya there in Bava Basra about different types of transactions, financial transactions, Kedushin. Do we say, machmas ones, under duress, the person really agrees or not? Is it valid or not? So there is a shita, Meimar says, Tlu of a Kaddish, Kedush of Kedushin. Kedushin forced, Kedushin accepted by a woman under duress are valid. Marbar Avashi says, no, it is not valid. Same language as the Gemara in Yevamos. Who was the Shaloka Hogan? He acted improperly by forcing a woman to accept Kedushin. Lefikach, we do to him Shaloka Hogan. Afkeinu Rabban, LeKedushin Mina. Again, here the Gemara does not say called the Mekadesh. It just says Afkeinu. And then again, the rest of the Gemara is the same. The Gemara says, that's very nice. Kaddish Bekaspa. Kaddish Rabbi Amayik Alameymar. Again, Shavir Rabban Bilasa Bilas Nus. The same as in all the other Gemaras. Now, the Rishonim struggle mightily, as we mentioned earlier, to explain why is Kaddish Bekaspa easier to say Afkeinu? What is Afkeinu? What is called Mekadesh Dajarabana Mekadesh? Why don't the Gemaras in Baba Basra and Yevamos say called Mekadesh? As it turns out, the Rishonim have three, or really four different svaras for what Hafkas Kedushin is based on, several very different approaches. Let's discuss some of the comments of the Rishonim, Rashi, Tosus, other Rishonim to these Gemaras, how they explain the Rishonim are not so consistent, very difficult to find what the Rishonim mean, why they say different things in different places. Returning to the original Gemara in Ksuvos, Rashi says, Kol Mekadesh is Kol Mekadesh Isha Al Dash and Higru Chachma Yisrael. He links his Kedushin to the Das of the Chachamim. Sounds like he's sort of making a Tznai. He wants his Kedushin to be good only if Chazal say so. In any event, in other places, Rashi is more clear. In the Gemara in Gittin, for example, Rashi says, Adaita Drabanan, Tola Bedas Chachamim. He makes his Kedushin contingent upon the opinion of the Chachamim. V'hu Kedas Moshe Yisrael Kamar. V'hu Kedas Moshe Yisrael Kamar. He says, I want my Kedushin to be Kedas Moshe Yisrael. He's saying his Kedushin should be as per the Das Moshe Yisrael, meaning as per the Das of the Chachamim. That's what Tosa says in Ksuvas 2. L'chein Omrim B'shas Kedushin Kedas Moshe Yisrael. Not always clear from the Rishonim whether they mean this Tanai is based on the statement of Kedas Moshe Yisrael, or the Tanai is an Umdana, some Rishonim say. Even without that, the statement is just to clarify or to underscore the Kedushin is Kedas Moshe Yisrael. This is one approach, the approach of Tanai. He's making a Tanai that the Kedushin should be an implicit Tanai, an explicit Tanai. The Kedushin should be valid only Kedas Moshe Yisrael, only insofar as the rabbis desire the Kedushin to be valid. There's actually a Shita that says that when Chazal were Oker the Kedushin, some Rishonim and Achronim say the uprooting only works Mikan Lahaba. It does not retroactively annul the Kedushin, it only annuls the Kedushin going forward. Not relevant to our discussion, but in other contexts that's important. And the Marcheshus explains that the Tanai is, I want the Kedushin to be a Kedushin up to the point at which Chazal say that it shouldn't be good. In any event, this is the first approach, that the Kedushin is Al Tanai. That's what Rashi's Mashma in some of the places. Other Rishonim articulate this even more clearly. The Ra'ah, brought by the Shita Mekubetzes on Ksuvos, the Ra'ah says that Kol Adam Rotze Lasos Dvar Bertzon Chachamim, everyone wants his Kedushin to be according to the will of the Chachamim, and since it was a Datayu Kaddish, since his will is the Kedushin for them to be dependent on the opinion of Chazal, it's Kal Menashe Yirta Abba Vare La Rotze. Chazal talk about a classic Tanai, a person who makes Kedushin only if his father is okay with it. And so normally a person would just ask his father first and then decide to make the Kedushin. If someone actually goes, makes Kedushin and says, I'm Nashir to Abba, that's a classic Tanai. The Kedushin are Tluyin Va'omdin, they're Misla Tali V'koy, they depend on whether the father gives his assent or not. So to hear the Ra'ah says, that's how the Kedushin work. Any Kedushin, Sam, with the Lashon Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, are contingent upon Chazal's acceptance. If they like it, good. If they don't like it, it doesn't work. That's the idea of Kol Mekadesh, Adaita Drabanan Mekadesh. It's a Tznai, an implicit Tznai, if Chazal agree. Ritva says the same thing. Ki'ilu Hisnel Menashe Yirta Chachamim. Ritva actually says in our text, Afal Pish Amar L'Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Even though he said Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael, that sounds backwards. The editors of Rav Kook say it should say Kivan Shomer Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. Some want to defend the Gerasa and say Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael is not Mashmet Tznai, but anyway it's a Tznai based on Umdana. The Ritva says, Dvarim Shebelibo V'Leiv Kol Adam. It's an Umdana because everyone means his Kedushin. It's understood. We take for granted everyone wants his Kedushin to be according to the Chachamim. So again, it's an idea of Tznai. That is the first approach, that the reason for Hafkas Kedushin, that's what the Gemara means when it says Kol De Mekadesh Adat Rabbanu Mekadesh. It means Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael. It means the Kedushin should only be a good Kedushin insofar as Chazal want it. If Chazal don't want it, the Tanai was not fulfilled, and the Kedushin are not a good Kedushin. The second approach, the second Svara mentioned by the Rishonim, is Hefker Basin Hefker. The Gemara says Basin has the power to uproot property, to transfer property to make it Hefker, maybe even to transfer it from person to person. Many Rishonim, including Rashi himself, use the language that Hefker based on Hefker, the Chazal, were Oker, the Kesef Kedushin. That's why the Gemara says, according to these Rishonim, the Gemara understood more easily that Afkas Kedushin, that Afkainu works for Kedushay Kesef, Tinach the Kaddish Bekaspa, Tosu says in Ksuvos, because Hefker based on Hefker. The Ra says the same thing. The Ra says, the Gemara always understood Kedushay Kesef, we could say Afkas Kedushin, because Hefker based on Hefker. And Rashi himself says this. Rashi himself, in other places, invokes Hefker based on Hefker. Rashi in Yuvamus, in the sugya of Asa Queen of Achatfamina, they grabbed away the woman who he had married when he was a minor. When she was a minor, Rashi says, Kol Mekadesh Tola Bedas Chachamim, which sounds like Tanai. But then when the Gemara says, Tinach the Kaddish Bekaspa, Rashi says, why is Kesef easier? So Rashi says, Hefker Beis Naya Hefker. So again, the Rishonim throw in Hefker based on Hefker. Similarly, the Rashbam and Baba Basra on the Sugya of Kluah v'Kaddish. The Rashbam says again, when it says Tinach v'Kaddish v'Kaspa, the Gemara means because of Hefker based on Hefker. So again, the Rashbam earlier, one line earlier in the Gemara says, because of Kaldim Kaddish. Elsewhere, the Gemara says Kaldim Kaddish. But here, the Rashbam says, it works because of Hefker based on Hefker. So this is the second approach for how Hefker's Kedushin works, at least in the context of Kedushay Kesef. It works via Hefker based on Hefker. A third approach is the Chazal simply have the power to be Oker Dovermen HaTorah without any basis, without Hefker based on Hefker, without Tanai. Chazal simply have the power, the same way they told us not to blow Shofar for Rosh Hashanah, Mitzvah Daraisa, they told us not to do it. They can be Oker Ardinim, they can say Midaraisa it is, Midaraisa it is not a good get, Midrabanan is a good get, Midaraisa she's married, Midrabanan she is not married. This suggestion is made by Tosfos in the Sugya Yevamos. The Sugya Yevamos was talking about someone who did Shaloka Hogan. He married a woman, he grabbed her away from someone else. Tosfos says, Misapkalari is the reason, the Gemara doesn't say Kaldim Kaddish over here, is the reason because of Kaldim Kaddish. Gemara doesn't say that. Or is the reason because Yesh Kof B'yad Chacham and Lachar Dov Menatara, which he moved to say because the Gemara didn't say anything about Afkenu, about Kaldim Kaddish. Similarly, Tosfos and Baba Basra makes this point at greater length. Tosfos and Baba Basra, again, that's the other Gemara of Shloka Hogan, the Gemara of Kluah V'Kaddish. He forced the woman to accept Kedushin. Tosfos says the Gemara does not say Kaldim Kaddish. Also in Yevamos, the Gemara doesn't say that. So Tosfos says because you really don't have Kaldim Kaddish in these cases. In these cases, he's doing something wrong. He's doing Shloka Hogan. He's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. So if someone who is doing the wrong thing has no respect for Chazal, he certainly is not being Mekaddish. So you can't say Kaldim Kaddish. So Tzarech Lomar, but this is based on the idea of Yesh Koch B'yad Chachamim Lachar Dov Menatar. Chazal simply have the Koch without Hefker based on the Hefker, without anything of that, without anything, they simply have the right to be Oker Dov Menatar, even B'kum Vaseh apparently. Tosfos explains why Kedushay Bia was a harder sell for Chazal. Since Kedushay Bia would be an Aveira then in such a case if there was no Kedushin. But Eich She'iyah, this is the third approach proposed by Tosfos, that it works as Akiras Dover Menatar. So these are the three approaches, either an idea of Tanai, like Omanashi or Ta'aba, or Hefker based on Hefker, Chazal can be Oker, the Kesef Kedushin, or Akiras Dover Menatar. There is actually a fourth approach, and this becomes very important to Halacha L'maisa. Many later poskim hold this up as a key mahalach. This is the approach of the Rashba, both in its Kedushim to Ksuvos as well as in a Tshuva. The Rashba says that the Afkeinu is really only a threat. Chazal used the threat of Afkeinu to hold over his head in the cases in Ksuvos, for example, of Tainat Onas Begitin or Geshchimera. Chazal said, look, we want you to give the get unconditionally and not to have the right to claim onus. We want you to relinquish when you give the get, to give the get unconditionally, to waive your right to claim onus. If you don't play ball, if you don't do that, we'll be arkei the kedushin. But because you know you can't win, because you know that if you try to retain the right to claim onus, Chazal will simply void the kedushin anyway, they never actually have to put that threat into fruition. Because you know Chazal can do that, Mamela, you give a get, belave shalom. Mamela, in the case of the kedushin al-tnai with onus, or the case of Bitl Mavutl, you don't really mean to be Mavatalit, you really mean to not be Mavatalit. Even though you said you are, you're just playing games, you don't really mean to be Mavatalit, because you know even if you are, Chazal will just be Oker your Kedushin anyway, if you try to be Mavatal to get. Or the case of Get Shchimera, the Shchimera knows that if he tries to say Mamad Chazer, if he tries to reserve the right to retreat from the get, if he gets better, Chazal will simply uproot his whole marriage, and he certainly doesn't want that. And then he gives the get unconditionally. But basically, according to this approach, Nafkas Kedushin is only a threat, it's only hypothetical. They never actually have to put that threat they never have to actually implement that because he gives in, he rolls over, and he gives the get unconditionally. Obviously, this does not work in the other two cases of Shloka Hogan where there was no get at all. There, Chazal certainly did have to actually be Oker the Kedushin, but that's because it was Shloka Hogan. That Chazal were willing to do. Since it was Shloka Hogan, they had no problem uprooting the Kedushin. Either because, since it was Shloka Hogan, he deserves it, like the Gemara says, who was the Shloka Hogan, we'll throw that right back at him, or because that was an uprooting of the Kedushin at the time of the Kedushin. That was immediate. These other cases of Tanai, this could be years later. They could have been married for 20 years, and he gave this get. That's a much harder lift to be Oker a Kedushin that has already existed for 20 years. That's harder to do. For that, Chazal were reluctant to actually do Afkeinu. They only used it as a threat, as a club. Mashenk and the other Gemaras, where they're uprooting the Kedushin Meikara, there they actually were Oker the Kedushin. So these are the three, or three and a half, or four approaches to Afkas Kedushin. Hefker based in Hefker, Tanai, Almanashi Yer Ta'aba, or Akiras Davar Min HaTorah, plus the Rashba, that there was only a threat to do it, but at least in the cases of Ged Al Tanai, the Gittin cases, they didn't actually have to be Ark of the Kedushin. Now, the Rashba is by no means generally accepted. First of all, many Rishonim discuss the question of if a woman commits adultery, and then you have one of these Gittin, these problematic Gittin, which Chazal made into Gittin by being Oker the Kedushin L'Mafreya, many Rishonim ask the question, well, does that mean that L'Mafreya there was no adultery, L'Mafreya there's no Mamzeris? Some person say, yes, in Echanami it does. So maybe everyone will do that. So they give different terutim why Chazal weren't worried about that, but they take for granted that in a case of Afkas Kedushin, in a case where Chazal were Oker the Kedushin, she actually retroactively was never a married woman. According to the Rashba, she most certainly was. Just that he gives the get, it didn't have to be Ark of the Kedushin. But she was a married woman until she gave the get. So those Rishonim certainly argue with the Rashba. The Rashba answers their question by saying that it was not actually a retroactive Afkas Kedushin, just a threat of doing that. But other Rishonim clearly disagree. Moreover, as we'll discuss now, several Rishonim provided their own cases of Afkas Kedushin beyond the case in the Gemara. In some of these cases, too, there was no get, and still they said Afkas Kedushin. One example is Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi says, the halacha is, even an eid echad, a single solitary eid, is neman, has credibility to permit an aguna to remarry. If he says, meis bala, her husband is dead, she's allowed to remarry. So Rashi says, even a lester abonim, but derisely, we know, of course, you need two eidim, al pishnayim eidim yakum davar, ein davar shver v'pachas mishnayim. Nevertheless, mishim aguna chazal will mekel, chazal were lenient because of aguna, called him a kadesh dati rabbanim a kadesh, and afkin rabban l'kidushim minei. Without a get at all, Rashi says, Hafkat Kedushin. Another example is the Ran, the end of Nadarim. The Gemara talks about an Isha who says, Tmei ani lach, a woman confesses to having committed adultery. She says she's prohibited to her husband. The Gemara says, Mikra din, Mishnah Rishona, the Mishnah says she would have been Nemeneth, believed. But Mishnah Achrona, Chazal didn't want that. They felt she was just looking for an excuse to get out of her marriage. Eina nafna ba'acher. They said she's no longer believed and she stays with the husband. Rishonim asks, what do you mean she's not believed? But Mikra Din, a woman says, Shavya Nafshikhadi Surah. Mikra Din, a woman says she's a Surah. Then she is a Surah. So how can Chazal, again, be Oker something when a Torah she's a Surah? How can they allow her to stay married? Rishonim give a number of different approaches. One of them is a Kiras Davar Min HaTorah. They allow her to stay married even though she's really a Surah. One approach the Ran gives, L'didilo Kasha. It works because of Kol D'Mekash Adat Rabban Mekadesh, Nafkin Rabban L'Kedushim Minet. Chazal were Oker the Kedushin. Again, no get. Chazal simply said, we don't want the Kedushin to be valid in order that she should have an excuse, that we should have an excuse for allowing her to stay married. Another couple of examples. The Ramban talks about the fact that we have no proper based in Bezman Hazeh. Based in, according to at least some opinions in the Gemara, needs smuchin, real smicha. You have to have the smicha of Chazal, ish mipi ish, which we no longer have. We haven't had for 1,000 years or two. So how do we have a proper based in? So it's Drabana. The Gemara says, Shlichusayu Kavdinan. Our Bate Din act as agents of the earlier Bate Din. So it's a form of agency. According to the Ramban, other Rishonim, this Shlichus is Drabana. This is not a Din Daraisa. But Daraisa, we have no valid Bate Din. So for Dine Mamanas, all right, this is the system we use, that's fine. Dine Mamanas, Hefker based in Hefker, Dine Mamanas is not such a big deal. What do you do for Geirus? What do you do for Gittin and Kedushin? The Ramban says, Geirus is a problem and he has to resolve it. Gittin for Kedushin, he says, Gittin work through Afkeinu, called the Mekash after Rabbanu Mekadesh, and it works via Afkeinu. So again, even though he's talking about a case where Basin forces somebody to give a get, so here again, this is a get, there was a get actually given, so the Rashba's rule could apply here too, that because he knows if he doesn't cooperate and give the get willingly, will be Okaris Kedushin. But this is a case where the Ramban extended Afkeinu to say that when Basin forces someone to give a get, Bizman Azeh, because he's one of the Kofrim Lahotzi, one of the ones who is Mechuyev to give a get, we have the right to force. The halacha is that it'll be valid, even though Midaraisa, he doesn't want to give the get, it's not a good get Midaraisa. Rabbanan say Afkeinu, which again, the Rashi might explain, the threat of Afkeinu forces him, induces him to give the get Balei Shalit. But another Ramban uses Afkeinu even in a case where there is no get Midaraisa at all, under any stretch of the imagination. The Gemara says that Midaraisa, the get has to be given either into the person of the Isha, the get has to be served upon her person, or at least into her chatzer, her domain, her kalim, her dress, her home. But Mishnah says, even Karav La, even if the get is thrown closer to her, which the Gemara explains means either Dalet Amos, even within 4 Amos of her, or Karav La, simply closer to her than him, even 100 Amos, she's Megureshes. Ramban says that's certainly not deraisa. Midaraisa, you need chatzer, you need kalim, you need yada. Certainly, throwing it into dal amos or throwing it into karav la is not midaraisa. So it's a get rabbanon. How can that work? She's nation ish midaraisa. How can we rely on a get rabbanon? Says Ramban once again that it works midrabbanon for the din of afkenu called mekadesh that rabbanon mekadesh and chazal were oker the kedushin. Here the Rashba's mahalach would not hold. Here there is a get, but the get is not valid midaraisa. He can want and mean and sincerely mean this get to be valid from today till the cows come home, but Lamaisa, it's not a good get. It didn't reach her person. Nevertheless, the Ramban says, Afkeinu, since there is a get, we'll discuss if that makes a difference later, at least in the case if there is a get, even though Midaraisa is not valid by any stretch of the imagination, nevertheless, this get, Chazal were oker the Kedushin and allowed her to remarry. These are all cases of Afkeinu either mentioned explicitly in the Gemara, or at the very least, these are explanations of Rishonim for Dinim that are mentioned in the Gemara. What about Afkeinu instituted by post-Talmudic Batei Din? Do later Batei Din have the right to say, we're being Oker Kedushin in other cases? So there's extensive literature on this topic, beginning with the Gaonim, going down to the Rishonim. Many Gaonim and Rishonim testify that they did used to make Afkeinu even in their own situations. The common situation discussed was fly-by-night, irregular Kedushins. Somebody would take an advantage of an impressionable young woman, give her Kedushin, then extort money for refusing to give a get. There was a strong communal interest to block such Kedushin, so frequently they wanted to make bans against such Kedushins. So bans are very nice. People violate the bans and they demand lots of money for giving the get. So the question is, can we say that a Kedushin given in violation of these bans is not Kedushin at all? So there is extensive discussion of this in the Rishonim and Achronim. Many Rishonim said the Kedushin are not Kedushin. For example, the Rush says that we say, first he says Hefker Beis and Hefker, then he says Kol Mekadesh Dat Rabbanan Mekadesh, Ubechol Dar V'Dar, in every generation we do this, every generation a person gives Kedushin, it's Adatayu, Shetiknu Chachmei Adar, his Kedushin sounds like Tanai now, it's on the opinion of the Chachmei Adar, L'Migdar Milsa, and the Kedushin are only Chal according to their Takana, even Kaddish Rabia, he says explicitly, even Kaddish Rabia, we say the same thing in the time of Chazal, Shavi Bias Nus, Kol Shkein Kesef, again, Hefker Beis and Hefker, he jumps back and forth, Ein La Kedushin Klal, so on, that's the Rush. The Rashba also brings these Takanas. The Rashba, though, does say, Tzarech Les Yashiv Adavar, he's not sure Alach Lamais if we should rely on this, and in general, there are a number of Tshuvas of Gedolei HaPoskim, the Rivash also says that Mikra Din, there's ample basis to be Samech on this, the idea that we have the right to Mafkia Kedushin, even with Manazeh. However, again, the Rivash says that he's not really sure. He wants to be samech on this, this man is there. He says that we have called Mekadesh, we have even Kaddish Babia, we say called Mekadesh, we say Afkas Kedushin. He says sometimes you have Hefker Beis and Hefker. We have a pre-existing Takana to be Oker the Kedushin. We have called Mekadesh, and he says really the call could make such a Takana, the local community can make that Takana. But Zel Mashinirali, Lahalacha, Balamaisi says he's the Chalchik Lahachmer. I don't want to be shomich on doing this. Permitting an Eishes Ish to remarry is a terrible responsibility. So I want the Haskama, I want the consensus, the agreement of Kol Chachmei Aglilus, all the scholars, all the sages of the various regions, so that we have a solid hetzer. And the Ramah brings these two shittas, that the Ramah and Ebenezer, there are opinions that are shomich on this. But Lemaisa, it's difficult to be shomich on Afkat Kedushin, even with a Takana, because Eishes Ish is extremely stringent, and we're reluctant to find, to apply such a heter on our own. There is one very strange case, bizarre halacha, of a Darkei Moshe, interpreting a Trumas Hadeshin, of Afkas Kedushin in a post-Talmudic context, without any pre-existing takana. All these discussions of the Gaonim and Rishonim involved, they were more like the cases of Shloka Hogan in Yevamos and in Bava Basra, where someone did a Kedushin against the will of a pre-existing takana, they were okur that Kedushin. There is one case where Chazal simply were not Chazal, but Rishonim, according to the Ramah, were simply Oker Kedushin in order to permit Agunah to remarry. This is beyond a doubt the most extreme, the greatest Chiddush of Afkas Kedushin in the classic Poskim. This is a Darkei Moshe of Ebenezer. He's discussing a Trumas Hadeshin, that in the Gzeiros Ostreich, one of the pogroms of the Middle Ages, there were women married to Kohanim who were seized by, captured by non-Jews, who may have been molested. They have the status of Shvuya, they would be Asura to their husband, to our Kohanim, and the Chum of that time, the Gedolei Hadar of that time, allowed these women to return to their husbands. It's not clear why, because in terms of the classic halacha, they would seem to have been forbidden. So the Truma Sedeshin tries to explain why, and then Rama says he has his own idea why. After he says the Gedolim of that time were not permitting a Mikra Din, Truma Sedeshin tries to find reasons why Mikra Din they were permitted. Rama says, not convinced, but he says it was a Tzarech Shah, a Rash Shah, Chas v'shalom, if women thought that once they were captured, their marriages would be over, they would just assimilate, they wouldn't go back to being Jews, they would just assimilate in the not the Christian communities. Therefore, they were Mekel. Now, how could they be Mekel? From Issa Daraisa, says the Rama, Nirali, the Samchu Ahad Amrinan, Kol Mekadish, Ad Rabban Mekadish, the Wasomich on the rule of Hafkat Kedushin, the Yesh Biad Basin, Lafkue Kedushin Minayu, Basin could uproot the Kedushin, Tavi Kipnuyas, the women were like single women, and therefore they can now return to their husbands who were technically, legally not their husbands. Since they were penurious, everything is hunky-dory. Now, this is even without any pre-existing takana. The Rabbanim, to avoid a situation of igun, or more correctly, to avoid a situation where future women, women in the future, would be reluctant to return to the fold of Judaism. So the rabbis of the time, according to the Darkei Moshe, simply uprooted Kedushin to find a hetzer. Now, the Rama is a Pela Atuma. As the Avni Miluim asks, forget any question of Hafkat Kedushin. Even if we accept, we take for granted Hafkat Kedushin is fine, it doesn't really help. The halacha is that a woman who is a pnuya, a single woman, who is captured by non-Jews and is molested, is still prohibited to marry a kohen. So what does it help that the rabbis of the time were oker the Kedushin? The issue still remains. Some Achronim have struggled to explain what these Gedolim were samech on, different shitas, different possible explanations. That's Damakash on the Ramah. In any event, Ramad does seem to say that Hafkas Kedushin was used without any takana, without any shloka hogan, a happily married couple, married for years. Chazal simply, the rabbis of the time, simply were oker the Kedushin because they felt the need to do so. This is by far the closest paradigm to simply using Hafkas Kedushin, Bizman Azeh. As we'll see, the poskim, though, nevertheless, are reluctant to use this Darkei Moshe as a meaningful precedent. Beginning of the 19th century, Poskim began to discuss modern versions of Hafkat Kedushin in order to satisfy different societal needs. Early 19th century, we find Chasam Sofer, the Chidah, they were faced with a problem. The governments began to regulate marriages. The governments wanted to say that marriages taken under certain circumstances, similar to historically what had been the Takana of the Kehilas, the governments began to say, we don't recognize these marriages, we don't want you to recognize these marriages, we want you to permit the woman without a get. And obviously, that would be an intolerable situation for Chazal, for the Rabbanim of the time, to be forced to allow a married woman to remarry without a get just because the government says we don't recognize the marriage and we don't want you to. That's completely intolerable. Eish es ish, the children will all be mamzerim. So the rabbis desperately looked for solutions. So the Chidah reportedly, actually, we have a tshuva from Ksav Yad that he actually says the scholars bring. He allowed such a takana. We can make a takana in advance. Any kedushin given in violation of the civil regulations on marriage shall be uprooted meikara, kind of like the Shloka Hogan things. And the Chidah is willing to be samech on that. Some rabbanim willing to be samech on such a takana to bring halacha in line with the demands of the secular authorities. Chasam Sofer has two long tshuvas on this in Ebn Ezer. He was not willing to be samech on this. He argues at great length that the takana of Afkeinu is not allowed for us. Hefker based on Hefker, he has a lengthy discussion of whether we still have the power of Hefker based on Hefker. He's not convinced we do. He makes a great machlokas out of it. He says we can't be samech on Hefker based on Hefker to allow an Eishes Ish to remarry Hefker based on Hefker of a post-Talmudic Beistin. He says, and even if you do, even those who did want it to Hefker based on Hefker, only works for Kedushay Kesef, does not work for Kedushay Bia, would not even work for a case he explains in the second Shuva, wouldn't even work for a normal Kedushin of Kedushay Kesef if the couple subsequently lived together as husband and wife. At that point, again, Mekadosh Hadar Baal, at that point, again, we're dealing with beyond Kedushay Kesef. Chasam Sofer claims repeatedly that a post-Talmudic Beistin cannot be Oker Kedushin once it went beyond the simple Kedushin. Again, difficult to understand how he can say this with such conviction. As we've seen, the Rush explicitly says that even Kedushay Bia, but Chasam Sofer in his Hachra, Dato Harama, Chasam Sofer says that we are definitely not allowed to, we cannot be Selmich on Hafkas Kedushin, for anything beyond Kedushay Kesef. Lo nira li, d'shayach tekanat kehilos, kolam akadish, we can't say afkeinu, certainly not with Kedushay Bia. He preferred a different takana, that women would all be taught to, several times a year, would all be taught to say they prohibit upon themselves a neder, isur hanan, any Kedushay Kesef. and therefore they were any kedushin was with Isuri Hanah, unless it was done with a proper kedushin. In any event, the Chacham Sofer was very reluctant to allow any kind of Hafkas kedushin based on a post-Talmudic enactment, certainly not after, if the kedushin had gone beyond mere kedushin, and certainly not if they had lived together as husband and wife. So now turning to the modern cases where various Rabbanim of various sorts have tried to invoke Hafkas kedushin as a solution to the Aguna problem. So there's a great survey of these perennial debates in Yeshurun, volumes 8, 9, 10, by Rav Tzvi Gartner and Rabbi Bitala Karlinsky. They surveyed, summarized the repeated attempts time after time after time to provide different solutions to the Aguna problem. So one of the earlier ones, one particularly blatant one, as time goes on, they become more refined, more sophisticated. One of the earliest, crudest versions, what they call the French proposal of 1886, Tafresh Memvav. This was to say that if a husband refused to give his wife a get, and the court felt that there should be a get, the court appointed Sofer. Sofer had tribunal. The tribunal Sofer, which Baki V'uman V'malachto, a great expert, would simply issue a get based on some reason given in Ebn Ezer, and he would give her the get. Everything we know from Chazal, Hoshos Gitzin, by the husband, they would bypass that. The tribunal scribe would just issue a get, and one of their justifications for such a terrible perversion of the laws of Gitzin was Hafkas Kedushin. Basin can decide, in such a case, we'll just do a Hafkas Kedushin, and that's it, problem solved, cutting the Gordian knot. So this was rejected by everyone, all the Gedolim of the time, all the Rabbanim. This was completely rejected out of hand. This gained no traction. One of them was the Nativ. The Nativ says that even though we find certain cases of Hafkas Kedushin, that's only, again, one of two circumstances. Either where there is something wrong with the Kedushin to begin with, Shloka Hogan, or when there's a get. The other three cases, get Shchimera, get Al-Tnai with Ones, or the third case was get that was Mavutel, at least it was a get. He brings the Rashba. The Rashba says that the Hafkas Kedushin in such cases was only a threat. Really, once he knows we're threatening him, he's Gomer Umagare, she gives the get B'Lev Shalem, he's not Mavatelet. So he says, the Rashba says, below get klal, no one ever dreamed of Hafkas Kedushin, Chach B'Shalem. What about Rashi? What about the Ramban? We brought various sources. Rashi says, the Eid Echad for Aguna is based on Hafkas Kedushin, there's no get there. Says in the Tziv, and this is the these points are the approaches taken by most later poskim, Eid Echad, the Pshat is, we have an Eid Echad. Midaraita, he's Neman, Milstavid Ligluye, he's credible. It's a chumrah not to be samech on him, but we basically know that between me, you, and the lamppost, we know that she's muteris. We know that her husband is dead. In such a case, we have the Eid Echad, so it's not so bad to be matir with Hafkas Kedushin. So there they actually did a real Hafkas Kedushin. So you need one of two things. Either you need a get, even though the get is not good, at least you have a get, either because of the reason of the Rashba, that once he knows we can bring the Hafkas Kedushin, he gives the get B'Lev Shalem, or perhaps even in cases where the get is by no stretch of the imagination a good get, like in the case of Karav Law, which in Sif does not discuss, even though the get is by no stretch of the imagination a valid get, under no conceivable possibility, is that a good get? At least you have a get. We'll discuss more why that should make a difference exactly. At least you have a get. Or in the cases of Eid Echad, where basically we have some level of credibility, that's why it's not just being Okra Kedushin at nothing. We have Eid Echad. Or the case of Shloka Hogan, where they were Okra the Kedushin originally because of Shloka Hogan, but a marriage that was contracted properly, no Shloka Hogan, just later you want to be okay the marriage, there's no way to do that unless you either have a get or you have some kind of Eid Echad, something, but with nothing at all, you can't simply be okay a get just because you wish the husband had given her a get. The Hafla actually should mention as an interesting mahalach we discussed earlier, there are several different approaches of Hefker Beis and Hefker, or of Tnai of Kol Mekadesh Dat Rabbana Mekadesh. The Hafla explains how these different approaches actually work in tandem. He says, look, we wish everyone would give a get and make it al-Tnai the Rabbana want, and that once they make it Tnai, it's up to us to either accept or reject the Kedushin. Some people might be wise guys. They might say, we're not giving a get al-Tnai. We're giving a get. The get should be good regardless. We don't want to make it Tnai. For such people, Chazal said, okay, you're not making it Tnai. Hefker based on Hefker. We're being okay your kedushin to begin with. So you have a choice. Either make the get conditional on our desires, either make the kedushin conditional on our will, in which case, even years later, since it's now up to us, we can then decide to mevatel it in the event of a bad get or any other circumstance, or you don't want to cooperate with us? Okay. Hefker based on Hefker. then your Kedushin is not a Kedushin to begin with, at least in the case of Kedushin Kesef. But the point is that the Rashba and these other sources, and the Tziv who follows the Rashba, many later posts can follow the Rashba, they say, we never find the Chazal or the Rishonim, that Rabbanim, Chazal, or later Rabbanim, were ever simply Oker Kedushin based on nothing at all. Either a get, or Shaloka Hogan to begin with, that Peshach Naisa Chazal were Oker, the Chazal didn't like the Tzur of the Kedushin, the form of the Kedushin, but a Kedushin which were given properly, a normal, proper Kedushin, just for some reason later, there's a need to be Oker, then we never find, always accepting that very difficult Ramah we mentioned earlier, always accepting that, we never find the Chazal was simply Oker, a Kedushin. And they were really faced with an interesting thing. The poskim, historically, for the last 150, 200 years, all the major poskim, and even the not-so-major poskim, have almost all the pe'echad said chas v'shalom to be Oker Kedushin, chas v'shalom to Yusuf Kras Kedushin, beyond the cases of Chazal, and certainly beyond the case where there's a pre-existing takana, chas v'shalom to just be Oker Kedushin to accomplish some goal. Chazal themselves, the Rashba says repeatedly, why did Chazal, every Mayim Shein himself, every Aguna case, Chazal cared very much about Agunas. Why didn't Chazal solve the cases of women whose husbands had disappeared by being Oker the Kedushin? Chazal would never Oker the Kedushin without at least a get, or an echad, or something. The question is why? What is the advantage of a get if the get is batal? Bishlama cases like the Gemara where the get was Al-Tanai. Then you have the Rashba Svara maybe, that the get was given, that because Afkeinu, we didn't have to do the Afkeinu, he gives the get, B'leiv Shalom. But in the case where there's no valid get, like the case of the get of Karav La or Dalet Amos, the get is not a good get at all. So what difference is it? The get is worthless. The get is theoretically in Lamdas as a shame get, but so what? The Gerishin is Batal Mavutal Medaraisa. Many other Rishonim we saw said, the Chazal did invoke Afkeinu. The Rashba is not Mushkim at all. Many Rishonim said the Kedushin is Batal Nafreya, meaning that we're not relying on the get. Chazal were Oker the Kedushin. So once Chazal being Oker the Kedushin, why do they care if there's a get or not? It's true, classically, we only find Hafkaas Kedushin in cases where there is some kind of get, at least an Echad or a get or something. But why? What's the lumbus for that? And here we find a fascinating thing. While the poskim were always vehement about Chas v'shalom, there's no Makar and Halacha for using Afkeinu, we find really a cleavage between lumbus and between Psak Halacha L'maisa. In lumbus, it cannot be argued, there is a very good basis for arguing based on Tanai, based on Hefker, certainly based on Tanai. Al-Menashe Yirtzeh Abba, why on earth is our basin any less likely to say Al-Menashe Yirtzeh Abba than basin of Chazal? You know, if it's a special kach of Hefker, basin Hefker, fine. Chaim Sofer says, we don't have that kach. If the kach is simply Tanai, Kol Mekadesh, Adra Bar Mekadesh, there's no reason in principle we can't do that. And there's no reason in principle that you should need some kind of get. Tanai is Tanai. Al-Menashe Yirtzeh Abba, you don't need a get. So again, Halacha Psuka, all the major postmen have agreed, Chas V'Shalom to be Shalmechan of Kach Kedushin without at least some kind of get. As Lamaisa, there's no question that's what we do. But in Lamdas, it's far from clear why this should be so. So we have one of the definitive treatments of this topic in the modern period is by Rav Zalman Lechemia Goldberg. He was responding to proposals of certain other Rabbanim to use Hafkaas Kedushin to solve the Aguna problem. He was vehemently opposed to it. I even once, in a personal conversation, once mentioned some of these proposals to him, and he became agitated and said, why? You know, just do a proper prenup, find some other solution. There are other ways to reduce the Aguna problem, but of course, Kedushin is such a terrible thing. So he responded at some length, pages, to the proposals of others who wanted to use of course, Kedushin, and the Rav Zalman Nechemia builds upon the Nativ, doesn't quote the Nativ necessarily, but builds upon these ideas. We never find of course, Kedushin without a get. He says, we see in the Rashba, we see in the Gemara, there are two types of Afkaas Kedushin. There's Afkaas Kedushin based on a bad Kedushin, where Chazal were Oker the Kedushin immediately, the Gemara of Baba Basra, the Gemara in Yevamos, about Kedushin Bal Karcha, and about grabbing someone else's girl. Those Afkaas Kedushins, those work even without a get, those are because it was Shloka Hogan, those were because the original Kedushin was never a good Kedushin, Chazal were Oker them right away. That's the kind of Hafkaas Kedushin, he says, that we find generations of Rishonim and Gaonim and Achronim were done. Can we do that? Many poskim said we can. Even there we find Rishonim said, we don't want to be Machmer, not to be Samechan of Ikra Din, but there's Makam Lahakal, he said. However, he said, the other kind of Hafkaas Kedushin of a good marriage that was not Shloka Hogan, just later you want to be Oker the Kedushin, he says, Les Din, Les Dayan, nobody ever had a Havamina to be Makel on such a Hafkaas Kedushin without a get. He needs some kind of get. He brings the Rashba. He brings the shita that says the get is only an iyum, it's only a means of cajoling him, of compelling him to give the get b'leiv shalom. As we said, many Rishonim don't hold like that, either because they say that the Kedushin is batal mafreya, or because, as we saw in the Ramban and other cases, because that applies even in cases where there was no valid get at all. Rav Zalman Nechemia says, even in those cases, it's only when there was a get. In his first article, he doesn't even explain why. Why should get make a difference? Yes, you only see it in the case of a get. But if the get is batel medaraisa, what difference does the get make? Why is the get ma'alu amari? In his second article, he explains a little bit more clearly. This is really the key to the whole matter. But again, it's really a very uncompelling explanation, it seems. He says that even though Zorik get, the get is not a good get at all, because Dal Amas is drabanan, Karav La is drabanan, he says, only because you have a get, even though the get is batel, only because you have a get. What value is a get batel? Not sure. He says, maybe the Chazal were afraid about a takala. If we allow Afghanim without any get at all, they saw that there would be some kind of takala. Or because they were Roas and Nola, they saw that there could be Kali Olam, people who were not so faithful to Halacha. Or he says there could be other Tamim, Shlonis Galu Lanu. So again, he doesn't really know. But he says, Alkal Panim, you only see when there's a get, there's no Afkas Kedushin without a get. Or he says, in the case of Rashi and Shabbos, they were makel because of Eirechad, by Eirechad Midrabanan. So the Nativ we saw said his language was because Midaraisa Eirechad is Nemr, because Milsa Vidaligluye. The way the Rav Zalman Lechemi says is because there's a Svara, there's an Umdana, that he's probably telling the truth, even if technically he's not Neman, but Misvara, he's probably dead. So Batir Favach, Chazal made Afkeinu. So Chazal needed something. Chazal never wanted to do a naked Afkeinu with nothing else. Chazal always wanted something to be Samechan. They didn't want to just make Afkeinu. And Chas B'Shalom says to Rav Zalman Lechemi, to use Afkeinu on a marriage that was good B'Shaito, there was nothing wrong, there was no Shloka Hogan at the time, such an afkeinu without a get, without an eidecha, with nothing at all, just because the husband doesn't want to give a get, just because you can't find the husband, Rav Zalman Nechemia felt it is completely unacceptable to do such a thing. Not only that, he felt you shouldn't even discuss this academically. He says, "Ein lefarsim dvarim halulim lahavi mechshalim gedolim lechal Yisrael," and he says that certainly no such afkeinu. He actually requests the people who suggested it. He requests that if he agrees to his arguments, he should agree, and he should retract what he said and say he's no longer advocating Afkas Kedushin. He has a follow-up article where, again, he makes these same points at length, that Afkeinu was only a cudgel to force him to give the get, while L'chal Yosir was only Chazal made, even if Chazal relied on Afkeinu, was only with the get. They didn't want to just use Afkeinu without any get at all, and so on. Again, why the get is so important, it's not entirely clear. In the end of the Shuva, he discusses the Darkei Moshe. We mentioned earlier the Darkei Moshe says that in the Gzeres Astrei, Chazal, without a Echad, without a get, with nothing at all, Chazal simply, because of concerns for the future of Klal Yisrael, Chazal simply did up, not Chazal, the rabbis of the medieval period, simply performed Nafkeinu. So the Rav Zalman Nechemia says, it's Tamua anyway, because, as we asked earlier, making them Pnuyos doesn't help, they were still prohibited to Kohanim. So he says, well, Maisa, again, that was only Shvuya. We don't know they were molested, the women, it was just a question of Shvuya. Shvuya is Nisr Drabanan. There were amaslos, there were other reasons to believe they were innocent. Like Erechad, he said, Chazal had other reasons, the rabbis of the time had other reasons for believing the women were mutaris. And with those other reasons, in addition to that, Chazal said Afkeinu. But again, Afkeinu cannot, Chas v'Shalom, can never do all the heavy lifting on its own. And Afkeinu by itself is never a reason that Rabbanim, Chazal, or later Rabbanim were ever going to be matir, a woman to get married without a get, without at least some basis for permitting the woman. As a tira, Poskim will occasionally bring it in if you have other bases to permit a woman to get married, but for an issue drabanan like Shvuya, but to permit a married woman to get married midaraisa with just Afkeinu for a kedushin that was good at the time and only later you have reason for wanting to annul it, that's something the Poskim pretty much unanimously, almost all the major Poskim say, Chazal would never want to do that. Rav Herzog in his Tchukali Yisrael, Rav Herzog does entertain the possibility of Afkeinu for by itself to allow women to remarry. Regarding the question, the Rashba and others, Chazal didn't do it. Chazal never did Afkeinu. So the Rashba asked the question from Mayim Shein Lemsof. Classic Aguna, old-fashioned Aguna. Aguna whose husband is not around. So there, Chazal fell. Maybe he's alive. Good. They didn't do Afkeinu because there was no get, no Eidecha, nothing else. They didn't want to do Afkeinu. But what about every husband who doesn't want to give a get? Why didn't Chazal say Afkeinu if that's such a great idea? So Rav Herzog says, that was in the time of Chazal, where they had the power of Kfiyah, they had the practical power of Kfiyah, they could do at least Cherem. Today, he says, we don't have these tools. So in Chazal's time, in the time of the Rishonim, they had more autonomy, they didn't feel the need to use Afkeinu for such cases. Maybe today, theoretically, we could do Afkeinu. But Rav Herzog, who was, of course, besides being a great Talmud Chacham, was a great Yerei Shemayim. Rav Herzog says, Me'olam lo shamanu chas v'shalom, anyone ever did this? I'm just writing purely theoretically, and he acknowledges the fact that when people occasionally did make these proposals, they were shot down, all the Gedolim were mocha, and they never got any traction, and so on and so forth. He does discuss in several places in his writings the possibility of Apkaz Kedushin. He mentions Ramah, Xeris Ostrech, and so on. He says there is possibly, theoretically, again, this is the cleavage we mentioned earlier, there is certainly, it can't really be denied, there is some theoretical basis. Some Rishonim say yes, some Rishonim say no, some Rishonim say the Rashba Svara, some Rishonim don't. There is potentially some theoretical basis for allowing Apkaz Kedushin whenever we want to do it. But again, he says, Rav Herzog says, Anan, Yachma, Diyasmi, Chas V'Shalom, we should do this. He's just mentioning the possibility that if we have Smicha or L'chol HaPachos, if we have Rov Chachma Yisrael to establish some kind of Sanhedrin, some kind of base in Agadol, which of course met with great opposition, it was never done. If we have Rov Chachamim of Arba Kanfas Haaretz, that if we have such a situation, maybe theoretically there's some basis for Apkaz Kedushin. But Rav Herzog too agrees with Rav Zalman Lechemi, agrees with anything, with everyone else, the consensus of Rov Minyan, Ruba Deruba, Rov Kekol, Kamat all Poskim, the Chalila to allow a simple Afkainu, to allow women to get married, unless A, the Kedushin was problematic at the time, Shloka Hogan, even then there's discussion, various Poskim, whether we make our own Shloka Hogans, the Rashba talks about this, whether a new Shloka Hogan, not discussed by Chazal, do we have the right to say that Shloka Hogan is also a reason for being okay with the Kedushin or not? But either at least some kind of Shloka Hogan or a get, even if the get is not good, but L'chol HaPachos some kind of get. Obviously, in the case of the French proposal of the late 19th century, the scribe of the tribunal writing a get, that's not called, I have a get just as possible. A get that was al tznai, the tznai was not Makuyim Bahonas, or a get that was Mavutal, or a get that was Shchimera. Those cases, apparently, the post can say, that's called a get, just the get is not good for some reason. Fine. So Chazal said Afkeinu. But it seems the post can take for granted a get written by the scribe of a tribunal, that's a chashba ba'alma. A get that's not written by the Baal, I think everyone takes for granted, that get is batul mavutal, that's a chuchah v'tlul, even call it a get, that's not a get, such a get, trying to do afkeinu in the event of such a get is like afkeinu with no get, and the consensus is, you can never do afkeinu without at least some kind of get, or one of the other factors. Now again, it's ironic that the lumdas, nobody seems to know why, since the Rashba Svara is not muskum, many poskim do say afkeinu even without a valid get, not at all clear what the advantage of an invalid get is. Rav Zalman Lechemia tries various suggestions, takala, he worries about Kali Adas, he worries about Tamishal Nisgalalanu, so it's ironic that this whole halacha where great poskim have said that chas v'shalom there's no base in halacha for it is based on something we don't even know the reason, and it's not even clear the poskim require a get. It's true the cases in the early poskim were all involving a get, but other than the Rashba, Rashi, it is true in a number of places, Rashi does say, again, Rashi is very hard to understand, Rashi in some places says, Tanai, in some places, Hefka, Mason, Hefka, but Rashi repeatedly says, Kisha Yavo Get Kazeh. Afkeinu was, when you have a get, Chazal were okay with the Kedushin. Rashi uses that language repeatedly. When you have a get, it's not good. Chazal said Afkeinu to allow it to be a get. Rashi says that when you find such a get, then Chazal said Afkeinu Rabban Le Kedushin and allowed the get to be good. Al Yidei Get Zev, Chazal said Afkeinu Rabban Le Kedushin. Again, the Rishonim don't, except for the Rashba, the Rishonim don't really articulate why having a get is a value if it's not a good get. And we don't really have a good svar. Rav Zalman Lechemia has a few tentative suggestions. But in any event, Sof Dover HaKol Nishma, that is the overwhelming consensus of Poskim. We will never do Afkeinu without either a Kedushin Shloka Hogan or a get or some kind of other circumstance like an Echad or some other reason to believe that the husband is dead.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.